In New York City, just about every ethnic group and nationality has its own parade. Today, there was a procession up Sixth Avenue in Manhattan that looked a little different. NPR's Robert Smith rode along in the Lubavitcher Mitzvah Tank Parade, and he sent us this audio postcard.
Forget all your preconceptions of what a parade should look like. There are no floats here, just 55 RVs plastered with the face of Rebbe Menachem Schneerson, the spiritual leader of the Lubavitchers, a missionary Hasidic group. There are no balloons, in fact, no colors at all. Everyone's dressed in the same black overcoat and fedora. Well, the men are. The women don't parade. Rabbi Shmuel Butman will lead the convoy.
Indeed, it's another kind of a parade. No, there are no clowns and no marching bands and no candy. This is a parade of purpose.
The purpose is the 103rd birthday of the Rebbe. Kind of. The Rebbe's been dead since 1994, but they speak of him in present tense. Some believe he's the Messiah. But that's a complicated theological point that's hard to get across in a parade. The RVs are known as mitzvah tanks. Mitzvah means good deed, and the mitzvah tanks pass out matzah crackers and Shabbat candles. And behind the wheels are young yeshiva students, the ones they could find with driver's licenses.
My name is Yossi Gross. I'm from Crown Heights, and I'm driving tank number 21, and we hope to do the best.
You know, parades are supposed to be fun, and this is a very serious parade, but is it also going to be fun, too?
Yeah, sure, it's going to be fun. That's why we're going on tanks. You have little kids to make it happy, to make it moving.
And each RV is packed with 10 and 11-year-old boys who goof around and wave to confused-looking pedestrians who line the parade route.
When you wave out the window, do they wave back at you?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? What do they do sometimes?
If they're nice people. Sometimes they just don't like us, so they just
drive away. Sometimes they just don't see us.
And they give us a thumbs down.
That's putting it nicely. A few pedestrians hurl obscenities as they try and cross the intersections. Cab drivers have a look of disgust as the parade blocks street after street after street in Manhattan. But for some people, it's just another parade. They wave and point and snap photos of the spectacle. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.